In a world where everyone is talking, who's really listening? We scroll, swipe, and speak. But when was the last time someone truly heard you? And better yet, when was the last time you truly listened, without interrupting, judging, or planning your next reply? What if the secret to deeper relationships, powerful influence, and unshakable connection wasn't in what you say, but in how you listen? This isn't just about communication. It's about transformation. Welcome to a journey that will change the way you connect with others forever. This is not just about hearing words. It's about hearing hearts. Let's begin. Chapter 1: The Hidden Power of Listening. Most people believe they are good listeners, yet in truth, they only wait for their turn to speak, nodding along while silently rehearsing their next point. Listening has become a forgotten art, buried beneath distractions, ego, and the need to respond. But what if the key to transforming your relationships, deepening your connections, and becoming more persuasive lies not in what you say, but in how you listen? Listening with intention is not about silence or politeness. It's about being fully present. It's about tuning in, not just to the words spoken, but to the emotions behind them, the pauses between them, and the meaning beneath them. In a world dominated by noise, the listener becomes the most powerful person in the room. When you listen with genuine curiosity, people feel seen, heard, and valued, often for the first time in a long time. They open up, they trust you, and in turn, they begin to listen to you. But to listen with intention, you must first remove your own mental clutter, the internal dialogue that says, "What do I say next?" or "How does this relate to me?" must be silenced. Replace it with presence. Train your mind to observe, to absorb, and to reflect before reacting. Intentional listening is not passive. It is active, disciplined, and powerful. It's a deliberate choice to give someone the gift of your full attention. And in doing so, you invite authenticity, truth, and connection. Most conversations are battles for attention. When you choose to step back and listen fully, you shift the energy. You transform the exchange into something meaningful. You build influence, not by dominating the conversation, but by understanding it. Listening is empathy in action. It's a mirror you hold up to the speaker that reflects back not just their words, but their humanity. So why don't we listen this way more often? Because we're distracted. Our phones buzz, our thoughts wander, and our emotions interfere. But with practice, we can retrain our brains. We can build the muscle of intentional listening. It begins with a pause, a breath before reacting. It continues with curiosity, the desire to understand more than to be understood. And it thrives with presence, the simple but rare act of being fully in the moment. Listening with intention means resisting the urge to judge, interrupt, or fix. It means giving someone space to be who they are without rushing to change them. And ironically, in doing so, you influence them more deeply than any advice ever could. The first step to mastering communication is not learning what to say. It's learning how to listen. When you make people feel heard, you earn their trust, their respect, and often, their loyalty. This is not just a communication trick. It's a shift in how you see conversations. They are not competitions. They are opportunities. Each time you listen with intention, you build a bridge. And the more bridges you build, the more connected, respected, and effective you become. Listening isn't just about others. It's about who you become in the process. More mindful, more aware, more human. And in a disconnected world, that is a rare and powerful thing. Chapter 2: Why Most People Don't Really Listen. Despite our best intentions, most of us are terrible listeners. We think we're paying attention, but in reality, our focus is scattered. We're distracted by our phones, our thoughts, our judgments, and our desire to speak. We assume we already know what the other person is going to say. We interrupt, offer solutions, shift the conversation back to ourselves. This isn't listening. This is performance. It's ego in disguise. The truth is, listening feels uncomfortable because it requires vulnerability. It demands that we step out of the spotlight and into the world of someone else. And that's not easy. It means letting go of control. It means not being the smartest person in the room. It means hearing things we might not like. But this discomfort is where growth lives. Most people listen to reply, not to understand. They're formulating their comeback while the other person is still talking. The problem is, when you're thinking about your reply, you're not truly listening. You're filtering everything through your own perspective, which distorts the message. You're hearing the words, but missing the meaning. This kind of listening leads to miscommunication, frustration, and emotional distance. It damages trust. It kills connection. Intentional listening, on the other hand, reverses the pattern. Instead of reacting, you observe. Instead of assuming, you explore. Instead of controlling, you let the conversation unfold. And this changes everything. To truly listen, you must suspend your need to fix, teach, or defend. You must replace assumptions with curiosity. You must stop trying to be interesting and start being interested. This shift doesn't make you weak. It makes you magnetic. People are drawn to those who listen deeply. They feel safe, seen, and valued. They open up in ways they don't with others, and that creates trust. Real listening is rare, and because it's rare, it's powerful. The human need to be understood is universal. When you meet that need, you create a bond. You stand out. You earn influence, not through clever words, but through presence and empathy. This is especially true in high-stakes conversations, negotiations, conflicts, interviews, leadership moments. In those moments, the listener always has the advantage, because listening gives you data, insight, emotional leverage. It reveals what truly matters to the other person. But to get there, you have to retrain your brain. You have to become aware of your default habits, interrupting, drifting off, judging. You have to choose a new path. Listening with intention means being aware of your inner dialogue and choosing to set it aside. It means noticing when you're preparing your reply and pulling yourself back into the present. It means listening with your whole body, your eyes, your posture, your silence. And it means resisting the urge to jump in too soon, because sometimes the most powerful thing you can say is nothing at all. Silence, when held with care, invites depth. It encourages honesty. It shows respect. So next time you're in a conversation, ask yourself, am I listening to understand or to reply? Am I creating space or filling it? Am I fully here or just physically present? Your answers will tell you everything about your relationships. The good news is this: you can change. Listening is a skill, and like any skill, it can be developed. All it takes is awareness, intention, and practice. The reward? Deeper connections, fewer misunderstandings, and a level of influence that words alone can never achieve. Chapter 3: The Anatomy of Deep Listening. Deep listening is more than staying silent while someone speaks. It's a full body, full mind experience. It's the act of being completely immersed in another person's world, without judgment, distraction, or agenda. It's presence turned into power. When you listen deeply, you don't just hear the words being said. You absorb the tone, the rhythm, the hesitation, the emotion behind each sentence. You read between the lines and sense what the speaker isn't saying. This level of listening makes people feel profoundly understood. And that's where transformation begins. So how does one practice deep listening? It begins with the body. Your posture matters. Are you leaning forward slightly, facing the speaker, making eye contact? Your physical presence is a signal. It either says, I'm here with you, or I'm somewhere else, Next comes your focus. Are you thinking about what's for dinner, your to-do list, or a clever reply? If your mind is elsewhere, your listening is shallow. You must learn to anchor yourself to the moment. One powerful way to do this is to gently repeat the speaker's words in your mind as they talk. This keeps you grounded and helps you resist the urge to wander. Then there's your breath. Slow, calm breathing puts your nervous system in a receptive state. It allows you to listen without tension, without rushing, without reacting. Deep listening also involves emotional awareness. You must tune into not just the speaker's emotions, but your own. Are you feeling defensive, impatient, bored? Acknowledge it, then let it pass. Don't let your feelings hijack your attention. Stay in their world, not yours. Another core element of deep listening is reflective feedback. This doesn't mean parroting back every word. It means showing the speaker that you've absorbed and understood what they meant. Say things like, "It sounds like you felt ignored," or, "So you were frustrated when that happened?" This kind of response makes people feel seen. It also clarifies the message and reduces assumptions. But be careful not to overdo it. Too much reflecting can feel robotic or forced. The goal is to be natural, not scripted. Deep listening also requires you to withhold your instinct to fix or advise. When someone shares a problem, they don't always want a solution. Often, they just want to be heard. They want space to process. When you resist the urge to jump in with advice, you allow them to discover their own answers. This builds self-trust and mutual respect, and it's often more helpful than any advice you could offer. Another key ingredient in deep listening is time. Don't rush. Let the conversation breathe. Let the speaker go deeper. Sometimes the most important things are revealed after a long pause or at the very end of a sentence. Don't interrupt that process. Be patient. Be still. Be there. Deep listening is also about humility. It's the willingness to set aside your own ego and enter someone else's reality. It's not about proving a point or showing how wise you are. It's about understanding. And when you make understanding your goal, magic happens. People drop their defenses. They speak more honestly. They soften. They open. And in that space, trust is born. Listening this way doesn't come naturally. It takes practice. It takes discipline. But over time, it becomes your superpower. Because the world is full of people who want to talk. Very few want to listen. And those who do, truly, deeply, are remembered. They're respected. They're trusted. They're loved. And that can change everything, one conversation at a time. Chapter 4. Listening Without Judgment. True listening dies the moment judgment enters the room. The second you evaluate, criticize, or mentally label what someone says, you've stopped listening and started analyzing. Judgment builds walls, but understanding builds bridges. If someone feels judged, they shut down. They censor their words, hide their truth, and retreat behind silence or defensiveness. But when you create a space free of judgment, they open up. They feel safe. They go deeper. Listening without judgment is not about agreeing with everything you hear. It's about allowing someone to fully express themselves without fear of being attacked, corrected, or dismissed. It's about curiosity, not condemnation. It's about presence, not performance. One of the greatest gifts you can offer another human being is a moment where they feel completely heard, seen, and accepted, just as they are. No filters, no shame, no masks. This is the core of non-judgmental listening. And yet, it's incredibly rare. Why? Because we've been trained to evaluate. From childhood, we've learned to compare, criticize, and form quick opinions. We label people based on a few words, one story, or one mistake. But when you truly listen, you drop those labels. You put your assumptions on pause. You let the person in front of you be more than your perception of them. You listen with compassion instead of control. This kind of listening starts with awareness. Notice your internal dialogue. Are you silently disagreeing? Are you waiting to correct them? Are you forming an argument while they speak? If so, pause. Breathe. Return to the moment. Replace, "Is this right or wrong?" with, "Why do they feel this way?" Ask yourself, what's behind their words? What pain or belief is shaping this view? This shift allows you to move from reaction to reflection, from judgment to empathy. Empathy doesn't mean you approve. It means you understand. It means you care enough to listen beyond the surface. It means you can sit with discomfort without trying to erase it. When someone says something that triggers you, your instinct might be to shut it down or push back. But if you can stay open, if you can listen through the trigger, you unlock powerful insights, both about them and yourself. Every strong emotion is an invitation to go deeper, to understand more, to grow. Non-judgmental listening is also a mirror. The more you accept others, the more you learn to accept yourself. When you hold space for someone else's messiness, you give yourself permission to be human too. This creates connection, not just with others, but within. In relationships, judgment creates distance. Acceptance closes the gap. Think about the people you feel safest with. Chances are they're the ones who listen without rushing to label or fix you. They give you space to be real. You can be flawed, uncertain, emotional, and still be loved. Be that person for others. Be the safe space. Be the listener who doesn't flinch at truth. Because when you do, you change the dynamic of every conversation you enter. You create a ripple effect of openness, trust, and respect. And that ripple can change lives. Listening without judgment is a practice, not a perfection. You will fail at times. You will catch yourself reacting, labeling, assuming. That's okay. The key is to notice and return again and again. The more you practice, the more natural it becomes. Over time, you become a person others feel drawn to, not because of what you say, but because of how you make them feel, safe, heard, respected. And that is the mark of a truly intentional listener. Chapter 5, The Role of Silence in Listening. Silence is often feared in conversations. We rush to fill the quiet with words, thinking it signals awkwardness or disconnection. But in intentional listening, silence is not a void. It's a vessel. It holds space for reflection, emotion, and truth. When used with purpose, silence becomes one of the most powerful tools a listener can offer. It shows patience. It creates room for clarity. And it encourages the speaker to go deeper. Most people speak in layers. At first, they share surface-level thoughts, safe, rehearsed, socially acceptable. But if you stay quiet, if you nod gently and wait, they begin to unfold. They say what they really feel. They speak their truth. Silence gives them permission to explore their thoughts out loud without interruption or pressure. It slows the pace of a conversation and signals that there's no rush, no judgment, no need to perform. This calm, open space invites authenticity. It tells the speaker, "Take your time. I'm here. I'm not going anywhere." And when someone senses that presence, they soften. They trust. They open. As a listener, your job is not always to respond, but to receive. And silence helps you do that. It gives you time to absorb, reflect, and truly understand before reacting. It allows emotions to settle and insights to rise. Silence also allows what was unsaid to emerge. Often, the most important truths in a conversation come just after a long pause. But if you rush to speak, you may miss them. You may block the moment where real transformation happens. In coaching, therapy, leadership, or relationships, this moment is gold. It's where healing occurs, where honesty lives. But you must be still long enough to receive it. This takes discipline. It takes comfort with discomfort. Because silence can feel vulnerable. It can stir anxiety, impatience, insecurity. We want to fill it. But intentional listeners learn to sit with it. They learn that silence is not absence. It is presence amplified. It's listening at its most powerful level. Silence is also a gift for yourself. It gives you time to notice your inner reactions. It gives you space to respond thoughtfully instead of impulsively. It breaks the cycle of fast, shallow communication and replaces it with depth and mindfulness. Practicing silence doesn't mean never speaking. It means knowing when not to. It means resisting the urge to interrupt, advise, or relate. It means choosing your words with care and timing them with respect. Silence is most powerful when combined with body language. A calm gaze, a soft nod, an open posture. These nonverbal cues say, "I'm with you." They bridge the silence and hold the space without words. In group settings, silence can elevate your presence. When you don't rush to speak, people listen more when you do. Your words carry weight because they are measured. You become known as someone who listens before speaking, someone who thinks before reacting. This creates authority and respect. Silence is also where intuition speaks. When you allow quiet moments, you access deeper wisdom, yours and theirs. You begin to hear not just what's being said, but what's truly meant. You feel the energy behind the words. You connect on a level beyond language. In a world that fears silence, the one who embraces it becomes powerful. So the next time a pause enters a conversation, don't rush to fill it. Let it breathe. Let it expand. Let it do its quiet work. Because in that space, healing happens. Connection deepens, and listening transforms from a skill to a sacred act. Chapter 6. Listening to what's not being said. Words are only the surface of a conversation. Beneath every sentence lies emotion, intention, and truth, often too raw or vulnerable to be spoken directly. The most powerful listeners are those who can hear the unsaid. They catch the tremble in a voice, the hesitation before a confession, the silence that follows a hard question. They notice the gap between the words and the feeling behind them. This level of listening is not about decoding secrets. It's about paying attention to the full human experience in front of you. Because communication is not just verbal. It's tonal. It's physical. It's energetic. A person may say, "I'm fine," with a smile, but their body is tense, their voice flat, their eyes heavy. An intentional listener doesn't take those words at face value. They gently stay present, aware that more might be beneath the surface. They might say, "You said you're fine, but I sense something's heavy today. Want to talk about it?" This kind of observation builds trust. It says, "I see you, even the parts you're trying to hide." And in that moment, the speaker often exhales. They feel recognized, safe, finally understood. Listening to the unsaid requires sensitivity, not suspicion. It's not about reading minds, it's about reading presence. Noticing pauses, picking up patterns, recognizing emotional shifts. It also requires emotional courage, because sometimes what's unspoken is painful. It's grief, fear, anger, shame. It's things they've never dared to say aloud. And by inviting those truths forward gently, you help lighten their burden. Listening this way means being okay with not always having answers. Sometimes there is no fix. Sometimes the gift is just sitting in silence while someone shares what they've never shared before. And that's enough. Your presence becomes healing. Your listening becomes liberation. But to do this well, you must quiet your own ego. You must put aside the desire to impress, control, or be right. You must enter the conversation with humility and openness. Listening to what's not being said also means noticing your own reactions. If you feel confused, tense, or disconnected, ask yourself why. What might the other person be feeling that they can't express? Is their defensiveness hiding vulnerability? Is their anger a shield for sadness? Are their words protecting a deeper fear? These questions help you see past the mask. They help you reach the person behind the performance. And when you reach them, everything changes. They stop defending. They start revealing. They shift from guarded to genuine, from distant to open. This is how real connection is born, through listening that goes deeper than words. This kind of listening doesn't come from a textbook. It comes from practice, from quiet observation, from caring more about connection than control, from giving people the dignity of being fully seen and fully heard. The world is loud. Most people are shouting over one another to be noticed. But when you listen to the stutters, the sighs, the silences, you become the one they remember. Because you didn't just hear what they said, you heard what they meant. And in doing so, you gave them something rare, the experience of being truly understood. Chapter 7. Listening During Conflict. Conflict is where most listening dies. Emotions rise, tempers flare, and instead of seeking to understand, we seek to defend. We listen not to hear but to argue. We interrupt, assume, and prepare our counterattack before the other person has finished speaking. But here's the truth. Conflict isn't the enemy. Disconnection is. And the fastest way to dissolve conflict is not by proving your point, but by listening. Truly listening when it's hardest to do so. Intentional listening during conflict doesn't mean you agree. It means you choose to stay present. You choose to remain curious instead of combative. You choose to understand the pain behind the anger, the fear behind the silence, the story behind the opinion. Because every outburst has a root. Every sharp word comes from a place inside that feels misunderstood or threatened. When you listen deeply in a heated moment, you disarm the other person. You lower their defenses. You stop the war before it begins. Start by softening your body. Uncross your arms. Release the tension in your face. Breathe slowly. Posture affects energy. Then, slow the pace of the conversation. When voices rise, lower yours. When things escalate, stay grounded. Your calm becomes a signal. This is a safe space. You don't have to fight to be heard. The next step is to truly hear their words without rehearsing your comeback. Let them finish. Let them release. Let the emotion move through without interruption. Then reflect back what you heard. It sounds like you felt ignored when I didn't respond. Or, you're upset because it seemed like I didn't care. These simple reflections show that you're not trying to win. You're trying to understand. And in that moment, everything begins to shift. Defensiveness fades. Openness grows. This doesn't mean you suppress your own truth. Once the other person feels heard, you can express your side. But do it with respect. Use I statements instead of blame. Say, I felt overwhelmed when that happened, rather than, you always make things worse. This keeps the conversation human, not hostile. And if you sense that things are spiraling, don't be afraid to take a pause. Say, I want to talk about this, but I need a few minutes to cool down so I can really listen. That's not weakness. That's wisdom. Because listening during conflict isn't about who talks louder. It's about who listens deeper. In relationships, romantic, professional, or family, this skill is gold. It turns arguments into understanding. It replaces resentment with empathy. And it builds a foundation of trust so strong, it can weather any storm. Listening in peace is easy. Listening in conflict is mastery. It requires restraint, humility, and the willingness to prioritize connection over ego. But the payoff is immense, because when people feel heard in their pain, they heal. When they feel seen in their struggle, they soften. And when they feel safe in your presence, they begin to trust again. Conflict doesn't have to destroy relationships. Poor listening does. So when the next argument arises, don't just react. Pause. Breathe. Listen. Not to be right, but to restore. Not to win, but to understand. That's how you turn conflict into connection. That's how you listen with intention, even when it's hardest. Chapter 8. Listening to Yourself. First, before you can truly listen to others, you must learn to listen to yourself. Most people skip this step. They pour energy into being there for everyone else while neglecting their own inner voice. But intentional listening begins within. If your mind is scattered, if your emotions are bottled up, if your body is screaming for rest, you won't have the capacity to listen deeply to anyone. Listening to yourself is not selfish. It's foundational. It's the act of tuning into your own thoughts, needs, and emotions with the same care and curiosity you offer others. It's about checking in, not checking out. Your internal world is constantly sending you signals through tension, fatigue, intuition, mood, even silence. But we often override these signals in favor of productivity, people-pleasing, or distraction. We ignore the body's whisper until it screams. We brush aside emotions until they erupt. But when you pause and listen to yourself with presence, you begin to build trust with your own inner world. You learn what energizes you and what drains you. You recognize when you need rest, when you need connection, when you need to say no. You hear the difference between fear and intuition, between anger and grief, between habit and truth. This clarity makes you a better listener for others because you're not projecting your unmet needs onto them. You're not reacting from unconscious wounds. You're not seeking validation in every conversation. You become whole within so you can hold space without. Start by creating moments of stillness in your day. No noise, no distractions, just you, your breath, your body. Ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? What do I need? What have I been ignoring? Don't judge your answers. Just observe. Let them rise. Journaling is a powerful tool for self-listening. It gives your inner voice a safe space to speak. Meditation, walks in nature, quiet reflection. These all create space to hear yourself. The more you practice this, the more emotionally intelligent you become. You start noticing patterns in your thoughts. You become aware of your emotional triggers. You learn to navigate your internal world with honesty and compassion. And this self-awareness spills over into every conversation. You catch yourself when you start listening just to respond. You notice when you're projecting your stress onto someone else. You pause before reacting. You show up more grounded, more clear, more present. People can feel the difference. They sense your steadiness. They trust your presence. Because you're not just hearing them, you're rooted in yourself while doing it. And that's rare. Listening to yourself also means honoring your boundaries. If you're constantly saying yes while resenting it inside, you're not listening to yourself. If you're exhausted, but keep showing up for others while ignoring your need for rest, you're not listening. And when you don't listen to yourself, your listening for others becomes hollow. It's performative, not authentic. But when you lead from a place of self-connection, your listening becomes healing, intentional, real. You can say, I hear you and I care, but I also need some space right now. Or, this conversation matters and I want to give it my full attention. Can we revisit it when I'm more present? That's real listening. That's respect for them and for you. The deeper you go into yourself, the deeper you can go with others. The more you listen to your truth, the more you can hold theirs. This is the quiet power of intentional listening. It doesn't start with perfect communication skills or clever phrases. It starts with stillness, with honesty, with the simple radical act of listening inward first. Chapter 9. Listening as a healing act. Some conversations don't need advice. They don't need solutions or strategies. They need presence. They need someone to sit in the mess without trying to clean it up. They need a listener, not a fixer. And that kind of listening can heal more deeply than almost anything else. Because when people feel heard, they feel valued. They feel like they matter. They feel seen in a world that too often overlooks, interrupts, or dismisses them. Listening becomes healing when it allows a person to tell their story fully, without interruption, without shame, without being rushed to a resolution. When someone is grieving, your silence says more than words ever could. When someone is angry, your patience creates a space for them to process safely. When someone is confused, your stillness helps them find clarity. Healing doesn't come from fixing people. It comes from accepting them where they are. And that begins with how you listen. True listening tells someone, you are not alone. That message, delivered through presence instead of words, can reach places inside them that no advice ever will. When someone shares their pain, and you meet it with empathy instead of solutions, you show them that they're strong enough to feel it, hold it, and eventually move through it. You show them their experience is valid. You show them their emotions are not too much. And you show them they don't have to carry it alone. That's what healing feels like. Many people carry emotional wounds from not being heard. Childhoods where feelings were ignored. Relationships where voices were silenced. Environments where vulnerability was unsafe. When you listen with care and non-judgment, you offer something many people have never received. Safety. A safe space to speak. A safe space to cry. A safe space to be exactly as they are. And when people feel safe, they open. They soften. They begin to heal. Listening as a healing act also means not needing to be the hero. It's not about having the right thing to say. It's about being willing to sit in the quiet after someone breaks open. To hold their truth, not fix it. To let them know, I hear you. I'm with you. You're not alone in this. In a world full of distractions, genuine presence is rare. Most people are half listening while thinking of something else, checking their phone or planning their next words. But healing listening happens when you are all there. Your eyes, your body, your breath, completely present. When you listen with this kind of attention, people feel it. And something shifts. Even in silence, your presence speaks volumes. It says, you're safe here. You don't have to hide. You can be honest. I see you. That's the power of listening with intention. It reaches deeper than the ears. It touches the heart. It becomes medicine for the soul. And it doesn't just heal the speaker. It transforms the listener too. Because in holding space for someone else's pain, you expand your own capacity for love, compassion, and courage. You grow, you awaken, you connect. So the next time someone opens up to you, resist the urge to fix or advise. Just be still. Be kind. Be there. Offer your silence, your presence, your heart. Because sometimes the most powerful thing you can say is nothing at all. And just listen. Chapter 10. Cultivating curiosity to deepen listening. Curiosity is the secret ingredient to listening with intention. When you approach conversations with genuine interest and an open mind, everything changes. Instead of waiting for your turn to speak or planning your response, you become fully present, eager to discover what lies beneath the surface. Curiosity shifts, listening from a passive activity to an active exploration. It invites you to ask thoughtful questions, to notice nuances, and to follow the thread of another person's story without judgment or interruption. This mindset transforms how you engage. You stop assuming you know the answer or the whole story. You become humble enough to learn something new every time you listen. Curiosity helps you embrace uncertainty. You're comfortable with not having all the facts or immediate clarity. Instead, you lean into the mystery of human experience. You ask, "Tell me more. What was that like for you? How did that make you feel?" These questions are invitations to deeper connection. They communicate respect and interest, encouraging others to open up more freely. When curiosity guides your listening, you also become more empathetic. You begin to see the world through the other person's eyes, feeling their emotions and perspectives as if they were your own. This creates understanding, dissolves judgment, and fosters compassion. But cultivating curiosity takes practice. It means quieting your internal dialogue and resisting the urge to interrupt or fix. It means listening beyond the words to the feelings and needs underneath. It means suspending assumptions and biases to fully receive what is being shared. One way to build curiosity is through mindful presence. Focus fully on the speaker. Notice the details of their voice, expression, and body language. Notice your own reactions without acting on them immediately. Another practice is asking open-ended questions that invite storytelling rather than yes or no answers. For example, instead of "Did that upset you?" try "What was going through your mind when that happened?" Curiosity also means being okay with silence after a question. Resist filling every pause. Give space for thought and emotion. This creates a richer, more meaningful conversation. Over time, curiosity becomes a natural part of your listening style. It enhances your relationships, improves your communication skills, and deepens your empathy. People feel genuinely seen and valued when you listen with curiosity. They trust you more and share more openly. This opens doors to greater intimacy, collaboration, and connection. Ultimately, curiosity is the fuel that keeps listening alive. It transforms it from a duty or skill into a joyful discovery. So next time you listen, bring your curiosity fully. Lean in. Ask with wonder. Explore with an open heart. Because the world becomes infinitely richer when you listen, not just to reply, but to understand. Chapter 11. Overcoming Barriers to Listening. Listening with intention sounds simple, but in reality, many barriers get in the way. Distractions, biases, emotional triggers, and our own assumptions can all block true understanding. Recognizing and overcoming these barriers is essential to becoming a better listener. The first barrier is distraction. In today's world, distractions are everywhere. Phones buzzing, background noise, racing thoughts. When your attention is divided, you miss the subtle cues and the full meaning behind words. Overcoming distraction means creating space for focused listening. Put away devices, find a quiet environment if possible, and practice grounding yourself in the present moment. Another major barrier is bias. We all carry unconscious judgments based on our past experiences, culture, and beliefs. These biases can color what we hear, causing us to filter or dismiss information that challenges our worldview. Intentional listening requires awareness of these biases and a commitment to set them aside, at least temporarily, to fully receive another's perspective. Emotional triggers are a powerful obstacle. When someone says something that touches on your insecurities, fears, or pain, it's easy to react defensively or shut down. Instead of listening, you might interrupt, argue, or withdraw. To overcome this, you need emotional regulation, being aware of your feelings without letting them control your response, taking deep breaths, pausing before replying, or even asking for a moment to collect yourself can help maintain a listening posture. Assumptions also interfere with listening. We often think we know what the other person means before they finish speaking, or we fill in gaps with our own interpretations. This prevents us from hearing the true message. Overcoming assumptions involves practicing humility and curiosity, reminding yourself that you don't have all the answers and that every story deserves to be heard fully. Another barrier is the desire to fix. When someone shares a problem, the instinct is to jump in with advice or solutions. While well-intentioned, this can cut off deeper sharing and make the speaker feel unheard. Sometimes people just want to be listened to, not fixed. Overcoming this barrier means embracing patience and presence rather than action. Finally, fatigue and stress can dull your listening skills. When you're tired or overwhelmed, your brain can't focus well on others. Self-care is crucial to being an effective listener. Getting enough rest, managing stress, and taking breaks can recharge your ability to listen deeply. By recognizing these barriers and working actively to reduce them, you create the conditions for intentional listening. It won't be perfect every time. No one is a flawless listener. But awareness and practice make a huge difference. You become more present, more open, and more capable of connecting authentically. Listening is a skill, a habit, and a mindset. Overcoming barriers is part of the journey to becoming the kind of listener who changes relationships and transforms lives. Chapter 12, The Power of Silence in Listening. Silence is one of the most powerful tools in intentional listening, yet it is often misunderstood or avoided. Many people feel uncomfortable with silence. They rush to fill it with words, fearing awkwardness or the appearance of disinterest. But silence is not emptiness. It is a space where deep listening and understanding can flourish. When you allow silence in a conversation, you give the speaker room to process their thoughts and emotions without pressure. It creates a safe container for vulnerability and honesty. Sometimes what is most important is not what is said, but what is left unspoken. Pauses can signal hesitation, grief, contemplation, or relief. If you listen carefully, silence speaks volumes. Silence also helps you, as the listener, to slow down your mental chatter. It breaks the habit of preparing your next response while the other person is talking. It gives you a moment to fully absorb what was just shared and consider it with care. This mindful pause often leads to more thoughtful and empathetic replies. In many cultures, silence is a sign of respect. It shows that you are giving your full attention and not rushing the conversation. It honors the speaker's pace and needs. By embracing silence, you communicate that you value not just their words, but their entire experience. Learning to be comfortable with silence requires practice. You might feel tempted to speak to fill the gap, but try instead to breathe deeply and stay present. Notice the feelings that arise in the quiet, whether it's discomfort, curiosity, or calm, and let them pass without acting on them immediately. Silence can also serve as a gentle invitation. A pause after a question or a statement encourages the speaker to elaborate, reflect, or share more honestly. It shows patience and willingness to listen beyond surface-level answers. However, silence is not about withdrawal or avoidance. It's an active, engaged presence that respects the rhythm of conversation. It's about knowing when to hold back words so that true understanding can emerge. Incorporating silence into your listening transforms ordinary talks into meaningful connections. It deepens trust, nurtures empathy, and allows authentic communication to unfold naturally. So next time you listen, don't rush to fill every moment with noise. Welcome the pauses. Embrace the quiet. Let silence be your ally in the art of listening with intention. Chapter 13. Listening to learn, not to respond. One of the biggest shifts in intentional listening is changing your mindset from listening to respond to listening to learn. Most conversations are approached as a debate or a competition where we listen just enough to find an opening to make our point. This habit undermines true understanding and connection. When you listen to learn, your goal is to absorb new information, perspectives, and emotions without immediately judging or countering. You assume you don't know everything and that every person you speak to has something valuable to share. This openness creates a fertile ground for growth, empathy, and collaboration. Listening to learn requires humility. It means admitting that your viewpoint might be limited or flawed. It means welcoming discomfort when hearing opinions that challenge your beliefs. It means valuing the other person's experience as a teacher rather than an opponent. This mindset changes the dynamic of conversations. You become more curious, less defensive. You ask more questions and make fewer assumptions. You are willing to sit with uncertainty and complexity instead of forcing quick conclusions. Listening to learn also improves problem-solving and creativity. When diverse perspectives are truly heard, new ideas emerge. When emotions are understood rather than dismissed, conflicts de-escalate. When people feel respected, they collaborate more willingly. To cultivate this approach, practice pausing before you respond. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? What is this person really trying to say? How might this change my understanding? Let these questions guide your attention. You might notice your conversations become richer, more meaningful, and less stressful. People sense your genuine interest and feel valued. Relationships deepen because you are engaging as a learner, not just a speaker. Listening to learn is a lifelong practice. It requires patience, openness, and effort, but it transforms how you connect with others and with the world. It turns everyday conversations into opportunities for insight, empathy, and growth. Chapter 14: The Role of Empathy in Intentional Listening. Empathy is the heart of intentional listening. Without it, listening can become mechanical or superficial, merely hearing words rather than understanding feelings and experiences. Empathy is the ability to deeply feel and understand another person's emotions as if they were your own, without losing your own sense of self. When you listen with empathy, you connect on a human level that transcends facts or opinions. You don't just listen to what is said, you listen to what is felt. You tune into tone of voice, body language, and unspoken cues that reveal underlying emotions. This creates a bridge between hearts that fosters trust and compassion. Empathy in listening requires openness and vulnerability. You have to be willing to step outside your own perspective and enter someone else's world without judgment or defensiveness. This can be challenging, especially when the other person's feelings are intense or difficult to witness, but it is also deeply rewarding. Empathetic listening helps others feel truly seen and heard. It validates their experience and makes them feel less alone in their struggles. This validation can be healing in itself, often more powerful than any advice or solution. To cultivate empathy, start by slowing down and focusing fully on the speaker. Notice their emotions without trying to fix or change them. Reflect back what you hear and feel. "It sounds like you're feeling," or "I can see this has been really hard for you." These responses show you're present and attuned. Empathy also means holding space without imposing your own feelings or trying to steer the conversation. It's about allowing the other person to be fully themselves, even if their emotions trigger discomfort or uncertainty in you. When empathy guides your listening, conversations become deeper and more authentic. Conflicts can soften, misunderstandings clear up, and relationships strengthen. You build connections rooted in genuine care and respect. Empathy is not something you either have or don't. It's a skill you can develop with practice and intention. The more you listen empathetically, the more natural it becomes. Incorporate empathy into every interaction, and you'll transform not only how you listen, but also how you relate to the world around you. Chapter 15: Listening to Understand, Not to Judge. One of the biggest challenges in intentional listening is resisting the urge to judge. It's natural for our minds to evaluate what we hear, to categorize, criticize, or form opinions quickly. But when listening is clouded by judgment, true understanding is blocked. Judgment creates barriers. It shuts down openness and can make the speaker feel unsafe or dismissed. People pick up on subtle cues of judgment: tone, facial expressions, body language, and often close off as a result. This stifles honest communication and weakens relationships. Listening to understand means putting aside your evaluations and focusing purely on comprehension. It means holding space for another's thoughts and feelings without labeling them as right or wrong, good or bad. This doesn't mean you have to agree or condone, but you choose to listen without criticism. This approach requires conscious effort. You need to become aware of your inner reactions. When your mind starts racing to conclusions, or when biases surface, notice these moments without acting on them. Then gently return your attention to the speaker's words and emotions. When you listen to understand, you open doors to empathy and connection. You give the other person room to express themselves fully, knowing they won't be judged. This can lead to deeper insights and more meaningful dialogue. Practicing non-judgmental listening also benefits you. It frees you from the stress of constantly evaluating and reacting. It helps you stay calm, curious, and present. One practical technique is to silently remind yourself, "I'm here to understand, not to judge." Repeat this as needed during conversations, especially when the topic or tone triggers strong feelings. Over time, listening without judgment becomes a habit. You develop patience and compassion, and your conversations become richer and more authentic. This chapter closes with a simple truth. Judgment divides. Understanding connects. Choose connection through listening. Chapter 16. The importance of body language in listening. Listening is more than just hearing words. It's a full-body experience. Your body language plays a crucial role in how well you listen and how your listening is received. When you listen with intention, your posture, facial expressions, and gestures communicate your attention and respect as clearly as your words. Open body language signals that you are present and engaged. Facing the speaker, maintaining eye contact without staring, nodding to show understanding, and leaning slightly forward all convey interest. These nonverbal cues encourage the speaker to share more openly and honestly. Conversely, closed or distracted body language, crossed arms, looking away, checking your watch or phone, can shut down communication. It sends a message that you're uninterested, impatient, or judgmental, even if your words say otherwise. Your facial expressions are especially important. A warm smile, a furrowed brow of concern, or a gentle nod can validate emotions and deepen connection. Be mindful to mirror the speaker's emotional tone appropriately, which helps them feel understood. Breathing also affects listening. Deep, calm breaths help you stay centered and focused. Shallow or rapid breathing can indicate stress or impatience, which may be sensed by the speaker. Listening with your body requires awareness and practice. Try checking in with yourself during conversations. Are you physically present or distracted? Are your gestures inviting or defensive? Adjusting your body language intentionally can transform the quality of your listening. Remember, listening is a two-way street. Your nonverbal signals shape the energy of the interaction and the speaker's willingness to open up. When your body shows you care, your listening becomes more powerful and healing. Chapter 17. Managing your internal dialogue. While listening with intention isn't just about focusing on the speaker. It's also about managing what's happening inside your own mind. Often, the biggest obstacle to effective listening is the constant internal chatter that distracts, judges, or plans what to say next. This inner dialogue can pull you away from truly hearing another person. To listen deeply, you need awareness of your thoughts as they arise. Notice when your mind drifts to unrelated worries, judgments about the speaker, or rehearsing your reply. Acknowledge these thoughts without getting caught up in them. Then gently redirect your attention back to the speaker's words and emotions. Mindfulness practices can be helpful here. Simple techniques like focusing on your breath, grounding your senses, or silently repeating a calming phrase can quiet the mental noise and center you in the present moment. Another strategy is to embrace curiosity about your own reactions. Ask yourself why a particular comment triggered discomfort or excitement. Understanding your internal responses can prevent them from hijacking your listening and can provide valuable insight into your own beliefs and biases. Managing internal dialogue also means resisting the urge to interrupt or finish the speaker's sentences. Let them express themselves fully before you respond. This patience creates space for more complete and authentic communication. Remember, your inner voice is a natural part of the listening process, but it shouldn't dominate. By developing skillful awareness and gentle control over your internal dialogue, you open the door to more focused, compassionate, and effective listening. Chapter 18. Asking powerful questions to enhance listening. Asking questions is a vital part of listening with intention. Powerful questions invite deeper reflection, encourage openness, and show that you are truly engaged. They turn a conversation into an exploration rather than a simple exchange of information. The best questions are open-ended. They cannot be answered with just yes or no. Instead, they invite stories, feelings, and insights. For example, instead of asking, "Did you have a good day?" you might ask, "What was the most meaningful part of your day?" This kind of question encourages richer responses and reveals more about the speaker's experience. Effective questions also demonstrate empathy and curiosity. Phrases like, "How did that make you feel?" or "What was going through your mind when that happened?" invite emotional depth and personal perspective. They show you value the speaker's inner world, not just the facts. Timing is important when asking questions. It's best to listen carefully and allow the speaker to finish their thoughts before asking. Interrupting with questions can disrupt flow and make the speaker feel rushed or unheard. Sometimes, the most powerful question is a simple pause after a statement, allowing silence to invite elaboration. Other times, gently probing deeper with follow-up questions helps uncover hidden layers. Avoid questions that feel like interrogation or judgment. Instead, keep your tone warm and genuine. Your goal is to open doors, not close them. Using powerful questions in your listening practice transforms conversations from superficial chatter into meaningful dialogue. It builds trust, understanding, and connection. Chapter 19. Practicing patience in listening. Patience is a cornerstone of intentional listening. In our fast-paced world, it's tempting to rush conversations, interrupt, or jump to conclusions. But true listening requires slowing down and allowing the speaker the time they need to express themselves fully. When you practice patience, you give others the space to find their words, process emotions, and share at their own pace. Sometimes people need pauses, hesitations, or repeated explanations to communicate clearly. Impatience can shut down this process, making the speaker feel hurried or undervalued. Patience also means tolerating silence without rushing to fill it. Silence can be a powerful part of communication, giving time for reflection and emotional release. Learning to sit comfortably with silence shows respect and openness. Developing patience starts with self-awareness. Notice when you feel restless or eager to move the conversation along. Breathe deeply, remind yourself of the value of listening fully, and choose to stay present. Patience in listening builds trust and safety. People sense when they are genuinely allowed to be themselves without pressure. This deepens connection and encourages honesty. Remember, listening is not a race or a task to complete. It's a gift of your presence and attention. By practicing patience, you honor that gift and create meaningful, lasting communication. Chapter 20. Reflective listening. Mirroring what you hear. Reflective listening is a powerful technique that enhances intentional listening by confirming and clarifying what the speaker has shared. It involves paraphrasing or summarizing the speaker's words and emotions to show that you understand their message accurately. When you practice reflective listening, you might say things like, "So, what I'm hearing is," or "It sounds like you're feeling." This approach does two important things. It reassures the speaker that they are being heard, and it helps you process and remember the information better. Reflective listening prevents misunderstandings by giving the speaker a chance to correct or expand on what you've repeated. This creates a dialogue rather than a one-sided exchange, deepening mutual understanding. It also demonstrates empathy and respect, signaling that you are fully present and engaged. People often feel more comfortable opening up when they know their thoughts and feelings are accurately reflected. To use reflective listening effectively, pay close attention to both the content and the emotion behind the words. Reflect not only facts, but also feelings, such as, "It seems like you were frustrated by that situation." Avoid parroting the speaker word for word. Instead, put their message into your own words while keeping the meaning intact. This shows active processing rather than passive repetition. Incorporating reflective listening into your conversations transforms them into meaningful exchanges where both parties feel validated and understood. It is a skill worth practicing for anyone seeking to listen with intention. Chapter 21. Overcoming distractions to deepen your listening. In today's world, distractions are everywhere. Phones buzzing, notifications pinging, busy environments, and even our own wandering thoughts. These interruptions can severely undermine intentional listening, making it difficult to stay focused and truly connect. To overcome distractions, start by creating a conducive environment for listening whenever possible. Turn off or silence devices, close unnecessary tabs or apps, and find a quiet space if you can. Minimizing external distractions shows respect and helps you be fully present. Internal distractions, such as stress, worries, or multitasking thoughts, can be even trickier. Cultivating mindfulness helps you notice when your attention drifts and gently brings it back to the conversation. Techniques like focusing on your breath or consciously tuning into the speaker's voice can anchor you in the moment. Another helpful approach is setting an intention before each conversation. Remind yourself why this interaction matters and what you hope to gain by listening deeply. This mental preparation sharpens your focus. When distractions arise, acknowledge them without judgment and refocus. Avoid self-criticism for losing attention, as this can cause frustration and make it harder to concentrate. Overcoming distractions is a skill developed with practice and patience. Each time you bring your mind back to the speaker, you strengthen your ability to listen with intention. By managing distractions, you open the door to richer, more meaningful conversations where everyone feels valued and understood. Chapter 22. The Impact of Listening on Relationships. Listening with intention is one of the most profound gifts you can offer in any relationship. Whether with family, friends, colleagues, or partners, how you listen shapes the depth, trust, and quality of your connection. When people feel truly heard, they feel valued and respected. This fosters safety and openness, encouraging honest sharing and vulnerability. Intentional listening breaks down barriers and builds bridges of understanding that strengthen bonds. Conversely, poor listening, or listening without full attention, can cause frustration, misunderstanding, and distance. People may feel ignored, dismissed, or unimportant, leading to resentment or withdrawal. Intentional listening enhances empathy, helping you appreciate the other person's perspective and emotions. It also improves conflict resolution by creating a calm space where both parties feel understood rather than attacked. In professional settings, good listening promotes collaboration, creativity, and productivity. It builds rapport and helps avoid costly miscommunications. Cultivating strong listening skills requires commitment but pays dividends in every aspect of life. It transforms relationships from superficial to meaningful and creates lasting connections grounded in mutual respect. By making intentional listening a habit, you not only enrich your interactions, but also become a more compassionate and connected person. Chapter 23. developing your listening muscle through practice. Like any skill, intentional listening strengthens with consistent practice. It's not something you master overnight, but a continuous journey of learning and refinement. Start small by focusing fully on one conversation a day, resisting distractions, and practicing patience. Notice your tendencies. Do you interrupt? Judge? Prepare your reply too early? Becoming aware is the first step toward change. Try journaling about your listening experiences. Reflect on moments you listened well and times you struggled. What helped you stay focused? What pulled you away? This self-awareness fuels improvement. Experiment with different techniques, like reflective listening, asking open questions, or embracing silence. Notice how each affects the quality of your conversations. Seek feedback from trusted friends or colleagues. Ask how you come across as a listener and what you could do better. Sometimes others notice habits we miss. Remember, progress is rarely linear. You may have setbacks, but treat them as learning opportunities rather than failures. Over time, listening with intention becomes more natural, and your relationships and communication skills flourish. The key is commitment and kindness to yourself as you develop this vital ability. Chapter 24. The joy and power of being fully heard. There is a profound joy in being truly heard. When someone listens with intention, without judgment or interruption, it creates a powerful sense of connection and validation. People often carry unspoken feelings and thoughts, yearning to be acknowledged, and intentional listening fulfills this deep human need. Being fully heard can transform difficult emotions like loneliness, fear, or confusion into feelings of relief, clarity, and acceptance. It validates the speaker's experience and honors their story. This experience fosters trust and intimacy, allowing relationships to grow stronger and more authentic. For the listener, the act of fully hearing another person opens the heart and mind. It cultivates empathy, patience, and humility. It reminds us of the shared human experience beneath surface differences. Practicing this kind of listening requires presence, openness, and a willingness to hold space for another's truth, no matter how complex or uncomfortable. It's a gift that costs nothing but has immeasurable value. When you make intentional listening a habit, you contribute to a more compassionate, understanding world, one conversation at a time. Chapter 25. Creating a listening habit for lifelong growth. Intentional listening is not a one-time effort, but a lifelong practice that enriches every aspect of your life. To make it a habit, integrate listening consciously into your daily routine. Start by setting small, achievable goals, such as giving your full attention during morning conversations or meetings. Use reminders or cues, like putting your phone away or taking a deep breath before engaging. Reflect regularly on your listening experiences to identify what worked and what didn't. Celebrate progress no matter how small, and stay patient with setbacks. Surround yourself with environments and people that value deep listening. Engage in activities like book clubs, discussion groups, or mindfulness sessions that encourage focused attention. Remember that intentional listening benefits both your personal and professional life by improving understanding, reducing conflict, and fostering connection. By committing to this practice, you open the door to continual learning, empathy, and meaningful relationships that grow richer over time. Listening is a powerful tool for transformation, both for yourself and the world around you. Make it your lifelong habit and watch how your life changes. Here are the key takeaways from the book, How to Listen with Intention. Listening is an active, intentional process. It requires full attention and presence, not just passive hearing. Empathy is essential. Truly understanding and feeling the other person's emotions deepens connection and trust. Listen to understand, not to judge. Suspend judgment and open your mind to the speaker's perspective without forming immediate opinions. Nonverbal cues. Matter your body language, facial expressions, and eye contact communicate your engagement and respect. Manage your internal dialogue, be aware of your own thoughts and distractions, and gently bring your focus back to the speaker. Ask open-ended, powerful questions. These encourage deeper sharing and show genuine curiosity. Practice patience. Allow the speaker time and space to express themselves fully and tolerate silences without rushing. Use reflective listening paraphrase and mirror back what you hear to confirm understanding and validate feelings. Overcome distractions. Minimize external interruptions and cultivate mindfulness to stay focused during conversations. Intentional listening transforms relationships. It builds trust, reduces conflicts, and fosters meaningful connections. Listening is a skill developed through consistent practice, self-awareness, feedback, and reflection. Help you improve over time. Being fully heard brings healing and joy. Everyone has a deep need to be truly listened to and understood. Create a lifelong habit of intentional listening. Integrating it into daily life enhances empathy, communication, and personal growth. By embracing these principles and practicing them regularly, you can become a better listener, enrich your relationships, and create deeper, more authentic connections in all areas of life.